You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka The Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show. Today, we're diving into a topic that's often overlooked, but incredibly important: managing a heavy flow as an adult performer. Now, I was the queen of the heavy flow when I first got my period. Fucking disclaimer, we're not going to be talking about dramatic blood or anything today, so it's not going to be graphic by any means, but when I first got my period, I had to use two tampons at the same time. I was a cheerleader. My mom taught me how to tie the strings together because she had the same issue, and it was just catastrophic as a young lady going to away games and changing my tampon in porta potties. So I'll never forget those memories. But after I was put on an IUD, a hormonal birth control device, my period pretty much stopped. From 14 to 30 years old, I barely bled. I barely even spotted. Nothing was ever red down there. So come to 2024, I took my IUD out, or my doctor did, back at the end of January, and it kind of instigated me to get my period a week later, but as of yesterday, I got my first, like, real period back, and that is what inspired this episode today, because I'm just like, how are women performing? How are they at the strip club with their tampons? How do they manage the heavy flow? How are the cam girls taking on private shows if they are dealing with the situation I'm dealing with? Every time I use the bathroom right now, I am just like, I feel like I'm back in middle school again. I'm like, ah, like I remember how bad it was. I know. I hope some of you are laughing, relating to this. And if not, you're lucky. But I have to say, I was lucky too, because I went for so long without that drama. So anyways, but as adult performers, spicy workers, dancers, having your body in a public place with lack of clothing on, you're going to face a unique challenge in managing your body while pursuing your career for 12 times of the year. And dealing with a heavy cycle can be particularly fucking challenging. But fear not, goddesses, because today we're going to explore some strategies to help you and myself navigate this fuckery with confidence and grace, bitch. So step one is to know your body and your cycle. I hope and pray you all track your shit on some sort of app. I use the Clue app, Clue. I know a lot of these apps will just beg you to subscribe and pay for the apps, but I am very happy with my free Clue app right now. I basically track every day what my mood is, how my body's feeling. It shows you little pictures, like if you have tender breasts, if you are having cramps, what your mood is. And it shows this circle kind of showing you when they suspect your period to come. It also shows your fertility window. So if this is something you want to utilize for fertility planning, I'd probably, you know, I don't know what the subscription services offer, but it's probably much more intricate. But understanding your menstrual cycle is key to managing a heavy flow effectively. Why would you book a weekend in Vegas for a show or collaborations if you already know your period is supposed to come at a certain time. So tracking your periods, whether it's on an app, on a calendar, to anticipate when your flow is gonna be flowing, bitch. So this knowledge should empower you to plan and work around your schedule and make necessary adjustments. So if you know your shit is just uncontrollable, then you may not want to dance on the weekend that you are just gonna be self-care in the bed, because, you know, the blood is one thing, but the cramps are another. You know what I mean? It's like, even if you have a light flow, sometimes cramps, you know, the little like boxers in your tummy just pounding at your ovaries, are catastrophic enough that you could not be on stage humping and grinding when you are about to throw up because it hurts so bad. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So step two is choosing the right products. Finding and experimenting with different menstrual products can make the world of a difference. So whether you're considering using high absorbency tampons, you know, ain't no shame in the plus deluxe girl, or a menstrual cup, because, you know, Google tells me that there are many benefits to menstrual cups, that on average they hold much more blood than disposable period products and they can be worn longer. Now, I don't know why there's a deep-seated fear in me. Oh, I know why. I'll tell you. But there's a fear that it would get stuck. You know what I mean? And I had a friend many moons ago who swore she didn't have a tampon in, but she did. And this caused a big fight all night. And by 6 a.m., we were drunk on the floor and I was digging trying to get this tampon out of her. And I found it. Yes, I did. But, you know, things like that kind of traumatized me a little bit. I was like, oh, you know, tampons kind of freaked me out for a little bit. I was like, I need a long rope attached to this. I do not want it, you know, toxic shocking me and whatnot. So honestly, though, after today, I'll tell you what I've been wearing today to try to manage this flow. But after today, your girl might be getting a menstrual cup. And I know you menstrual cup girlies are like, it's a lifesaver. I know you're saying that right now, but I think I just need to bite the bullet and try it because, oh, I don't know. What happens if it overflows while it's in you? Is it like, do you put gloves on when you take it out? So the next one, which is what I'm wearing right now, is period underwear. I was sent some from Amazon and I put it on yesterday. And I was telling my girlfriend about it and she was like, well, it's basically a diaper. I was like, well, it's not a diaper though. It's underwear, you know, it's comfortable. It's kind of seamless on the back. And what's crazy is it is absorbing everything, but it's not messy down there, if that makes sense, which is very strange to me. So in my head, I was like, I could buy 12 pairs, one for each month. But then I'm thinking if I'm wearing them for a few days during the cycle, I don't want to rewear the same pair. And I almost don't want to put these in the wash because, you know, there's blood on them. So I'm thinking like, do I hand wash them? Is that going to be weird for me? But something about being in my 30s and being a bit more, I don't know if like holistic or natural is the word, I kind of just want to stay away from tampons because it's just such a non-natural thing. As I've aged and learned more about life, I've just been kind of simplifying things more. But again, I am on like day two of my first period after having my IUD removed. So we're going to take everything I'm thinking with a grain of salt. But the underwear is designed for heavy flows and I am very impressed with the pair I have on. I think Victoria's Secret makes a pair as well. If you guys have any favorites, let me know. But choosing the right products is just imperative, and experimenting with different options to see what works best for you and provides the most comfort and protection during performances. And when I was a dancer, I remember we all just hid our little string and did our damn thing. That's just is what we did. You know, a pad was not happening in the club. Let's just say that. Let's move on to step three. Staying hydrated and nourished. drink your fucking water, take your fucking vitamins, maintain a balanced diet during your period to help alleviate symptoms of the heavy menstrual flow, such as fatigue and bloating. Take those expensive probiotics, bitch, but incorporate hydrating foods like fruits and vegetables into your meals, and do your research. Consider if there's any certain supplements like iron to replenish those lost nutrients. I feel like all the iron has escaped my body. One of my favorite fruits is watermelon, and I'm curious, how much water does watermelon have? It's 92% water. So if you're having a hard time chugging that water bottle, you know, just bring a watermelon to the club. Oh man, step four, prioritizing self-care. I mean, I think, how many times do I say this step in so many episodes, but performing can be physically and emotionally demanding and fucking draining, especially during your period. So make time for all the self-care practices that you know, because I tell them to you so much, that will help you relax and unwind. I'll just shoot a few out because fuck it, why not? Meditation, yoga, bubble bath, laying in bed with the heating pad and the Tylenol and the Midol. But taking care of your mental and emotional well-being is just as important as the physical symptoms of your period. We all know that some heat on the orifices feels so good. And now they have heating pads on Amazon that you can just charge up. I mean, not just Amazon, I'm sure anywhere. Well, not anywhere, because I've recently thought this was like a new thing. I always thought a heating pad was like what you plugged into the wall and it was had the big old cord, big old blanket, but they have these ones that you can strap around your waist. It kind of looks like a fanny pack battery. So you can have a portable fanny pack while you drive, while you're getting ready in the dressing room. But boy, oh boy, does heat help relieve these cramps for me. And step five is communicating with your team. Be open and honest with your colleagues, and your support team is crucial. Letting them know about your period cycle and any special accommodations you may need during performances, you know, maybe make sure or see or ask if there are products in the dressing room for emergencies. Let your manager know when you come in that day, like, hey, I'm having some heavy cramps. I'm gonna do my best, but I just want to give you the heads up. They might appreciate that. Let your girls know in case they need to, you know, maybe you'll give them a client to do a lap dance on if you're just not feeling it. Like, play it to each other's advantages, support each other, because having a supportive environment where you feel comfortable discussing these topics makes all the difference. And step six is to just be kind to yourself. Remember that having a heavy fucking flow is a normal part of being a glorious goddess. Bitch, you can procreate. That's pretty fucking amazing. So the fact that your body is going through this metamorphosis state doesn't define your worth or capabilities. It actually is just evidence of how magical of a fucking human goddess, beautiful bad bitch that you are. So give yourself grace and compassion during this time, and don't be afraid to take breaks or ask for help when you need it. I'm gonna say that again because I don't do this enough. Don't be afraid to take breaks or ask for help when you need it. So there you have it, goddesses. Somewhat of a roadmap for managing a heavy menstrual flow as an adult performer in the spicy industry. Now, I did mention at the beginning of this episode about camming. There have been times where I've turned down shows or just communicated to my audience what's going on down there. And some of them were like, I totally don't want to show. You know, that's when it's like heavy, heavy. But, you know, get creative. If you're on live cam or have a scheduled OnlyFans, you know, one-on-one show, be creative, communicate if penetration with a toy is something that is necessary. Perhaps you can just get away with a vibrator and hide the string. And you'd be real surprised. There's some guys who enjoy that stuff, you know? I've definitely sold my pair of period underwear in the past, but I let them know my flow wasn't that bad. I mean, who knows? Now maybe this is a whole new window of opportunity for me. But there are some guys definitely on the live shows, on the cam web streams that fetishize, I can never say that word, fetishize the menstrual time. So if you want to capitalize on that, go for it, bitch. No one's judging you. Ain't no shame in your game, girl. Do what you gotta do. Pay those bills. But remember, everything on the internet stays there forever. So always gotta weigh the pros and cons. Is it worth the money? Double the price. Triple the price. But most importantly, prioritize yourself. Choose the right products. Communicate with your team, with your clients. And you can navigate this with confidence and grace, bitch. I will see you next week. Go make that money, honey. Bye-bye now. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, sluts.